What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees, Miami Hurricanes Barbershop Football Talk. You guys are back, fresh off that fiesta. We're going to get into it, man. We ain't going without much further ado, man. We're just going to get into it. Got my main man in the building, Turnpike Meezy. Say what's up to the people.
Yes, sir. Meezy Meez on the way to a national championship game. Robin Boylarian said, it was the week before the season started, seeing the championship, bitch. No, he said seeing the playoffs, bitch. That's where we
now
at,
look
man.
At.
That's where we at, man. 26 degrees. We got the big dog, the field general X in the building, man. Holler at him.
Yo, what's good? What's good? We here, man. Another successful victory last Thursday. Another opponent who just thought they was gonna come out there and put up 100-something points on us, man. They got shown that very quick that they was playing Miami. And we here, man. And, you know, lots of fun thing, man. The city gonna be lit. The portal going on right now. We just landed, you know what I'm saying, some guys. We're gonna talk about that later. Hey, man. What y'all say? Playoffs, man. Man, listen. I'm ready for the six, for that six thing, man, for the number six.
Oof, boy.
Man, you make me nervous even hearing that, bro. It's crazy. No, it's crazy hearing that shit, though, bro.
It's crazy hearing it, but it sounds so right.
It's real. It's real.
Yeah.
And it's so real, man. But, yeah, man, we got chefs, the famous chef, man, who be getting flown around the country. You know what I'm saying? D-Rod, man. You know, if y'all want to cook up something, man, just hit them, man. You got to have that paper, though.
You muted. D-Rod, say what up.
Oh, well, what up? My bad.
Rob was starstruck just then.
Hey, that joke is just
yeah, man.
I'm like, say what
yeah,
up.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. What's up, everybody, man? You know, fiesta. You know what I'm saying? Won our first Fiesta Bowl, 13 wins, a program record. Man, this is a dream season, man. This is a dream season. And like I've said, if we complete this mission, this is the greatest championship run in the history of college football.
Not the greatest team,
but it is the greatest championship run in history of college football, man.
Yeah, it will.
For sure.
We'll see what happens.
We got to talk about that, man, because I seen somebody else post something like that, and I was trying to figure out the angle that they was coming from. At first, they were talking about the greatest Miami, and I was like, well, how? You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
I know we played a lot of good, no, but I ain't gonna say a lot of teams, but ranked teams and stuff this year. But, you know, 87 and 01, I don't know if it's better teams.
Talent wise, a better
way we got there, because 87, I think we played what, six ranked teams? And remember back then, we was independent. So it wasn't like we had to play a ranked team because they was in a certain conference. We was picking. We want to play Penn State. We want to play Notre Dame. We want to play Florida State every year. Those teams always ranked. And then, you know, you got other teams we playing was ranked. So that's why I was saying I just wanted to see, like, the angle they was talking about. And then it's different. You know, I look at football back then, even in 01, and I just look at it a whole lot different than I look at it now because of the way the game is played. So it's kind of hard to even debate that, but.
I think
it's got to be harder because it's a tournament. Like, yeah. Back then, you get through the season, right? And that's just the end of the season, right? And you play that one more game for the natty that they let you play for. But, hell, we done played. Basically, we could have been three national title games in all truth. I mean, we played an A&M team that was ranked all the way up at number two at one point in the year. They only had one loss themselves. You know, then you go from that to the number one team almost the entire year, beat them. You know, and then you get to Ole Miss, what, then top five most
top
of the
five,
year?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's to play them teams at the end of the year, I think, yeah, that's different. Like, and you already played in Notre Dame. You already, you know, played Florida State, which, I mean, yeah, they turned out not to be great, but those rivalry games anyways. I get the angle. I think once you got to play that tournament, it turns it into a different thing, especially at this point when you made it 12 teams.
And yeah, they say, if they say like the college football area or even like BCS or whatever.
The BCS. Like,
yeah, they say them eras, then okay, I could, you know, but like I mean, yeah. Because, yeah, it's what Miami had to endure. I even say, seen somebody, an Oregon fan, talk about it. They had Miami path, they'll be in the national championship. I'm like, y'all played JMU, y'all let them score, what, 37 points? And then you get to Indiana, y'all get blown out. How is that?
Everybody with all that what if shit, man. Every school, wish it was, if we would have, you didn't beat us. Notre Dame fans, if we would, we beat y'all. You had your chance. You lost to us and Texas A&M. That, win one of them games, you win.
That made it. Like,
yeah, like, what are we talking about? Like, I ain't listening to none of them what if.
Yeah, a lot of that's because we did 10 seed, but Miami fans know and real college football fans know we not really a 10 seed. Like, I mean, a 10 seed sounds crazy. A 10 seed sounds like a Tulane. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be – it's hard because who he played and everything. And even watching the Ole Miss game, man, like, he had to play A&M on the road, then play Ohio State. Like, the boys is tired. You know what I'm saying? That's the hardest. No team has played teams like that in the playoffs. So,
And remember, we always said, we were like, man, listen, Miami had to build that depth because if we keep going, like, we play 14.
Man, hell yeah.
Yeah. You got to have some bodies.
We got depth. Guess what? We know we don't win those games. You know what I'm saying?
Like, we had Jabari Antoine was damn near the number one corner. Not damn near. He was the number one corner last game. And that's recruiting, too. It's just not depth. Like, you got to recruit and hit on your picks.
Remember, I bragged about him doing spring. I say, boy,
now you did.
He get right, boy. He going to be the one. I'm telling you. And I still don't think he all the way there yet. I think he needed a whole year just to get back. But, yeah,
he's still figuring it out.
We didn't miss a beat once he got in the game. They you know, once Fitzgerald gets in the game, we don't miss a beat. You know what I'm saying? With the D-line, you see Moten. I don't even know if I want to call Blay anymore, man, because this guy just seems to just get penalties.
Oh, my gosh. Bro,
about the late hit? Like,
Let's talk about the game. Let's talk about the game because we're drifting into it anyways.
Yeah.
We don't start getting into the game. So, the actual game, obviously, we play Ole Miss. I mean, I guess in a word was – I saw Booger McFarland tweet it, and I was like, I see where he was coming from. You know, I know people try to hit him at the end. But he said, Miami's going to lose this game. We all going to ask ourselves how. That kind of do cap that game to me as far as
– that's the Miami narrative. Miami always going to find a way to lose the game.
I had to give him that for that one because that game, we dominated way too much for it to be that tight. Like, we did,
bro, that shit was
just enough to
off,
shoot
bro.
Ourselves in the foot. We did just enough to shoot ourselves in the foot.
We had six picks in the game.
Easy.
Think about it. Six picks, easy. Literally.
How many flags we had? We ended the game with, like, what, 9 flags, right?
I believe. Let me check. Yeah, let me pull that up. Something in that ballpark.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, yeah, it's okay. This is the Miami that everybody's been talking about. This is the Mario that everybody going to say, yeah, Mario and his team's undisciplined. They're getting all these flags. How can they lose this game when they dominate the whole game for 4 quarters, but they still lost? And Oh man, we go get into it because I don't want to say when they scored, when Ole Miss scored that touchdown, I don't want to say what I was thinking. I was like,
dang. I'll say this. You talking about the last one?
Yeah, when they scored
3 minutes left.
Go up.
No, I thought, hey, I'm gonna keep it thug. Y'all know me. I was like, damn, man, we had a good fucking run, bro. I was like, we had a good run. I was like, there's no way we lost this game, but we had a good run.
I said, I'm being 1,000 with you. I was like, we about to win this game, but I was still frustrated because it shouldn't have took all that. That was my mentality.
I was just mad because they scored. Because I was like, we stopped them basically the whole game.
Not a whole game, bro.
To run the same play and score on us. Like, they ran that play
that was four crazy.
Times, and every four times, it worked. And I'm like, come on, somehow, we got to stop this play. But they scored. I was like, man, what is I don't even know why Torre was in the damn game. That was stupid. Why is he in the game trying to cover this linebacker? This bad, the linebacker, the tight end is nowhere near him. And I'm like, oh, he's wide.
Yeah, he's wide open. He was wide open. We had 10 penalties. I'm trying to see the yards on here. I don't see them on here. But it was 10 penalties. This one ain't listing the yards on here. I'm going to have to look at the ESPN one.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and then you look at, all right, so when we say just dominated, right, like these are some of the, you know, ways we did dominate in the game was obviously it was 41 minutes of possession to their 18. Wait, that can't be right. No, that's right. Yeah, 18. You know, and then the yards was pretty close. We had 459 of their 398. We had 268 in the air, 191 on the ground, 28 first downs to 23 first downs. But they only had four penalties, and we gave up a turnover. We only sacked him once and got sacked four times, right? We ran 28 more plays as well. So it was 88 plays to 60 plays. And a lot of the success you see from them was really towards the very end of the game in the fourth quarter on some of those late drives.
And halftime, remember halftime, they had that long little drive too. They
yeah.
2 minutes.
But I'm just saying that overall feel of that game was – how are we not winning by 14? Like, that was my feeling the entire game.
We should have won by more than – we should have won by 20-something plus points. It was no way. Like you say, we dropped four picks.
We dropped a pick six, too, before halftime. Dylan Day, right?
Yeah.
He dropped it.
Yeah.
We dropped. We literally – I saw four. Maybe more than
– everybody saying four. I felt like it was more like six, like me.
I think it was like
four
six.
Four was the number everybody saying. I felt like there was at least another two that –
probably was six. Or,
maybe they're not saying a, like, guaranteed picks.
Nah, bro, it was six, bro. And I'm talking about bouncing off of each other's hands type shit.
And then we got the – you say the 10 penalties?
Right, 10 penalties.
One drive where they scored, we had like two or three.
Missed the Malachi Tony, first drive. That was six.
Yeah, it was a bunch of stuff, man. Just like going in that direction. And I say, man, okay, yeah, I see the refs in the start doing their thug thizzle. They didn't call the flag, passing the friends on our receiver. He's running down the field. And the little homie, Chris Graves, basically grabs him, but they don't call the flag.
Touchdown.
They finna come with it, but you know, it is what it is, man. We won the game. We found a way to pull it out, man. And let's show the resilience that Mario built with this team, man. That, you know what I'm saying, don't give up. Don't give up, man. We always got a way to win the game, you know, and that goes back to even the two games we lost. We always had a way to win the game, you know what I'm saying? It was just us not doing what we were supposed to do. You know, right. I think once we lost our last game, man, that team got focused and they set their goal to get to this point. And we're at this point, man. But, yeah, man, that Ole Miss game, man, I ain't going to lie. Got to give it up to the quarterback. That boy, he is – he like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we dropped a lot of picks.
Yeah, we got a lot of
yeah, all right, man. I'm telling you, that defense is something special, bro.
No, that defense comes down with
the football. That's what I really was going to be pissed about, is we were going to have to hear about Chambliss if they win this game. And I'm like, we put the hands on that. We really and truly had him bottled up. And bro, if we just kept the interception.
Chambliss was literally, if you go look at the game and watch the picks, he was trying to give us the game because there was too much shit going on, bro.
Yeah, yeah, we had him thinking a lot. He was
throwing it right to us, right?
He wasn't doing his normal.
He was like, any other game, this is right here, and he's just throwing it. That's like muscle memory. He throwing it, but we right there. He throwing it to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then remember, we were stopping their run, you know, outside of that long run that Lacy had. So they offense is ran off of getting runs, you know what I'm saying? So we were stopping the run, and it was like, okay, well, we can't go. It can't be first and second and five no more. It's actually second and nine. Uh-oh, you know what I'm saying? Now how offense got to run. And that's why I be telling people, like, man, I ain't going to lie. Larry on the D, I don't know if Measy probably could go back to but I mean, this defense kind of remind me of that 2000 defense, man, without the damn Morgan. Without the damn
Morgan. Yeah. Yeah,
because I mean, we giving up how many points? Like before this game, was giving up eight and a half
in the playoffs.
Game,
in the
bro.
Playoffs, we was giving up only it was what?
It was like eight.
Yeah,
and Ohio State only scored 14, so we was basically giving up probably like 8.5 a game.
Eight and a half is 8.5. Like in the team
in the playoffs,
playing, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it right. is, bro.
Like, but before that, we only gave up
13, I think. 13 or 14, yeah. something like
no,
that.
No, we was giving up less than that, I think. I think we was
for the regular
like
season?
11.
No, the regular season. No, the regular season, we was giving 11. Up 13.
We clear.
Don't matter.
That's
13-11. What we talking about?
Right. Either way, it's
weak.
Right. Check this out, man. Because without that run that Lacy got, bro, they had 46 rushing yards.
Right.
Without that run. It was like 46 rushing yards.
And, you know, when he had that run, I was like, I was mad, but I was like, that shit's not going to happen again, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not going to happen again. They just called us sleeping. You know what I'm saying? We missed a couple tackles, but I was like, that shit not happening again. Because I ain't seen that shit all year.
Measy, check this out, right? So he had 11 carries for 103 yards. What's 103, right, minus 7.5?
He averaged 28. Like
2.8. That means his other 10 carries is only 28 yards.
Yeah.
Well, he tweaked his handy after that, too. So,
yeah.
He was limited. But, you know, we were banged up, too. So I make no excuses for him.
He tweaked on that run.
He tweaked it on the run. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, he was trying to get the fuck up out of there.
Flip side of it is, I mean, we were banged up, too. You had to deal with Moten. You know, he went down early. He still kept playing, but
yeah, he kept playing.
He still wasn't 100%. You didn't have Fred Reed. You didn't have DeMar Brown.
That thing down, boy.
Hey, I thought he was A. When he got hurt, I was like, damn, he might be. Even if we win this game, I'm like, bro, he's done. He came back, though.
Yeah,
come on, Fred Reed.
Moten.
No, you talk about Moten.
Moten. Yeah.
I thought he was done. Yeah. That was the first play, second play of the game.
Yeah, he got hurt.
I'm going to tell you, whatever injuries that they got, them boys about to suck it up, man. You in a championship. Nah, they about to get quarters. They about to get shots. They about to get everything known to man. The only one that we is Xavier Lucas, man. But he got to sit out that half. With Damari coming back, I'm okay because, like, Indiana's receivers ain't like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm actually not that. I ain't too concerned. Yeah, but, man, it's.
He got Moten banged up a little bit. Jacoby Thomas, he had banged his shoulder up, but he got back in the game a little bit. Lucas. For OJ, he didn't play. I don't think he played much or at all in the second half.
I don't think he played
OJ played like six plays, I think, in the game or something like that.
Did he? Okay.
And, you know, Damari, he's been dealing with his thing since November, but, you know, he was close to playing that game, so maybe he's a lot closer and maybe could play this game.
And Damari Turto, right?
Yeah. Who else we had that was on offense? Somebody on offense, I'm thinking. Well, Lofton end up, they end up taking
off. Oh, yeah. So AJ got a cracked rib. AJ got a cracked rib or something like that.
And they said,
I don't know.
The announcer said CJ Dan is supposed to be on the pitch count, but yeah, they saying it was a flu going around, but yeah. I don't think he was
on the pitch count. Listen, the boys was there. They were sick, man, but them boys like, man, we don't care nothing about being sick. We're finna go out here and play.
Nigga, the boys we here.
In the door and not they pull that in
yeah,
the
we
door.
Here. Shit.
Let's talk about, I think, another issue in the game in particular where it was, like, tighter than we thought it should have been. I didn't think Dawson had his best play calling game. It was some moments where, like, for instance, where Ole Miss was able to get those points right at the end of the half with the field goal. It's like that was Carson going back, taking the sack. I'm like, bro, what are we drawing up? It was like minimal protection. You know, they get to them pretty fast. And then we set them up in good field position in which the kicker was able to redeem himself and ding one inside the goal instead of outside. And then there was, you know, the calls where, like the call with Tony.
The first drive of the red zone. Bro.
And I'm like, why are we putting Malachi and the Wildcat down in the red zone? I bet you this. He's running. So you didn't fool him with that one. Like when we've used that, you know, put him in the Wildcat, it's more open field, which is more of a danger because he can actually throw it. But I was like, you pretty much gave them that play. They kind of knew exactly what was going to happen there. Now, the only way he was going to surprise them is to throw it. I just thought there was a couple of times where he just didn't call his best stuff.
I think he did on that final drive.
He did well.
That flea flicker pissed me off. I was like, well, I don't even know why you called
it. Right, yeah. It's another good example. I'm like, yeah, this just some ill-play stuff. I think we might have got a little too cute at times when, in general, the way we've been running lately, it's just been gashing teams, you know, up the middle. Now, we didn't average. I think the average was like 3.7 a carry. But there were it was 51 attempts too, so we did run it a lot. I just thought there were some times where we were being cute in how we ran, and like I said with the Tony situation, and just times where I was like, I don't know, bro. I think that's just a run right here. Perfect example being right at the end of the game. Like just run it, see what you can get on the ground first before you lose any yards here, and that's exactly what we did. Lost yards and ended up giving them some points. So.
Yeah,
it's funny because Saban echoed that right after we came back in. What you gonna say?
Yeah, I saw that. He was like, "Y'all should have put him away." But that first drive got me. Like, we handling business. They can't stop us on a run. Like everybody watching the game thought, "All right, we're gonna get seven here." And then, what is it? Third and four, and we do the Mally Cat. And I'm like, "Why are you doing that, bro? Just keep doing what you was doing, bro." Next thing you know. We kick a field goal, it's 3-0, but that's a 7-point drive. If you just keep doing what you was doing, I think he just got in his head. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know if he wanted to show out or whatever, but just keep doing what you was doing, bro. That's the first time he did it, though, to me. I was like, nah, just don't do that, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we were saying in the chat, too. We was like, bro, like, this is a 7-point drive. Like, easy. Like, we're leaning on them.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, I mean, I thought, in general, he's been calling the games really well. It was just this particular game, I just had issue with several, you know, what I kind of view as critical situations.
He does it, too, when we're, like, we punching him in the throat, and then he just does a play. Like, why are you doing that right now?
Right. Yeah, it's the timing, right? It's not necessarily the play. It's the timing. It's a situation. Why are you doing it in this particular situation?
He tends to do that a lot. I mean, that's no offensive coordinator. They always got some plays where they feel like, oh, it could catch a team off guard and try to – you know what I'm saying? But, you know, some teams don't fall for Ole Miss. Well, they didn't fall for any of the off-guard plays we did outside. Yeah, no, well, actually, they did. So.
Yeah, I thought you did a good job there. And you look at Beck, and he had the game, you know, that we kind of said he needed to have. One interception, but you know, that was a tip pass, which, I mean, I'm critical of that with him. I think he get too many. It was the one that got batted up in the air.
Oh, yeah, it got batted.
Yeah, it got batted up in the air. That's what I was about to say. I'm a little critical on him with that, especially as a 6'4 guy. I'm like, man, you get a few too many balls batted at the line. And then, yeah, that one got popped up in the air, and I believe the line.
So I think that was a first down, too, like the way the trajectory was going.
Yeah.
We was in scoring position, so
it was on like the 40-yard line.
No, we was literally like maybe the 20-something yard line.
We might have been on 20-something, yeah. 30, but 30, I remember that. We was on the other half, though, for sure.
They got that ball. The dude who did intercept it, he was probably like at the 15 or something when he caught it.
Yeah, he scooped up under it, right? Ran up under it and caught it. You know, blown opportunity. But all in all, Carson had a good game. I mean, obviously, the way he ended it was, you know, I don't know what you could say more about that kind of final drive. Like,
oh man, listen, that last play, that's a player's dream. You know what I'm saying? To have that, because listen. I got people was hitting me. They were saying, man, on that last play, they was thinking about Beck and SMU throwing an interception on the goal line. And I'm like, well, nah, I don't think he's going to mess up like that again. Because, you know, he not going to mess up constantly like that. And for him to get that ball and run it in, I was like, he was determined to win that game. Like, he wasn't going to let it, you know what I'm saying, lose the game. So,
hey, Becca, he a funny football player. I don't want to say funny, but he gets so much of a bad rap. But then when you look at his record, I'm like, he's done lost like – he's like, what, 30-something and 3 or 4? He got
35, like 35 or 36 and 5.
7 and 5. Yeah, he got such a bad rap. But I'm like, when it clutch time, besides him two games this year, I'm like, he's did what he had to do, bro.
And he put us in the position to try to win.
He did, bro. And he was clutch that last drive. Like, them third downs, bro, ball is right there. You know where he – come on now.
Let me – I'm finna get on public record, and I got to apologize to Keelan Marion.
Oh, yeah, you were talking shit about that boy, X.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead, come down to the altar, my boy.
You are that dude, man. I just, from what I seen in practice, I was like, man, I don't think he got it, man. But you are that dude. I'm giving you all the credit in the world. I'm glad you're a Kane.
Putting on. Sure-handed, bro.
Man, you are that dude. Listen, what I didn't see, I'm glad I see it now.
Because he started slow, like at the beginning of the year, he kind of started slow. So we still was like, but then like as the season going on, he picked it up and he's, you know what I'm saying? But he's done his thing.
But when you say he started slow.
The ball was only going to 2 people.
When you say he started slow, it's not like
he wasn't trying to throw the ball to nobody.
Passes and stuff. He's still doing what he was doing. The ball's just coming to him and he catching it. I don't think he got a drop. I don't remember him. He might have one drop.
He got
pass,
drop.
I remember, bro.
Yeah, he got some drops.
Yeah, dropping that game.
He got
the only person ain't got no drops is baby Jesus.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He got the fumbles. Ain't nobody perfect.
Okay.
I think we were worried. I think what D-Rod was saying as far as starting slow is like his production was slow, not necessarily his game. I think we were thinking we might got another Sam Brown. Right where you hear about some of the stuff, you see some potential, but we never really got to see Sam Brown be who we thought he was going to be, what we brought him in to be. He never really panned out to be that for Miami. So I kind of was thinking maybe that would be the case with Marion as well. But yeah, he proved that like he's our most reliable receiver outside of Tony, honestly.
Because he had 114. Against Ole Miss, right? I think something like that. 7 catches, 114.
He went.
Yeah. 7 catches, 114.
Yeah.
It's
him, CJ, and Mally, man. Those three are probably three of the most reliable receivers we've had in a long time. And that's going back to the last 2 years when we had Beppo, Thomas. 1 year you got Kobe Young. The next year you got Isaiah Horton. And we still had, we had like four players with over 500 yards on 1 year. But this year, man, like, look on that last drive, man. CJ catches the ball and he right there on the first yard line and he just lunges, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was, that's a big boy play. You know what I'm saying?
And he had the first down. He just made sure he got it the second time. Like, big boy play, no doubt.
Keelan Marion run the out. He catches the ball and he don't go down. And he's still, I'm like, that's, you know, those guys. Because it seems like every team is basically saying, listen, man, Malachi is not finna beat us. They try to say that, but Malachi still do his thing. I'm like, all right, we got other players. You know what I'm saying? And I'm digging it, man. Marion, I apologize, brother. I definitely apologize.
Yeah, because on that first 3rd and 10 on that drive, I think Malachi was in motion. It was like three players just followed him, and then that opened up the Marion on that inside route.
Yeah.
Everybody just followed him.
Well, that's how you know, you're allowing Tony to still beat you. Because if you're going to allow him to dictate everything that you're doing on defense, well, you're going to have to suffer it some way, because we got the other weapons that are sure-handed that will make the plays. So he's still beating you because he called you to detract from all these guys that are still going to end up making a play. They just decide they're more comfortable with risking it with those guys, you know, versus like how we played a Jeremiah Smith. We really didn't. We just kind of was manning them up and being like, all right, y'all just try to cover him. And then he still got off, but nobody else really did in that game against Ohio State. Several teams have decided, yeah, it won't be Tony. So, you know, it's that, and that's where it has to be. You got the horses in the race to finish it regardless. Like, it don't matter if it's him. Okay, neutralize him. But if you're neutralizing him, then that means we got one-on-one opportunities for other guys to make plays. You know, they've stepped up. That, like I said, that final drive, I think, just was – the composure was there. You know, he talked about – Beck talked about, like, what he said to the team, basically, you know, going down the field on the end. And, you know, like I wasn't feeling like – I don't know. You tell me, D-Rob. Me say, you know, he was feeling like good season. How was you feeling going into that last drive? Like, what was your confidence level?
Going into that last drive, I was at a seven.
Okay.
I was at a seven. Once I seen that we got the ball, I was like, yeah, man. Like, I think they're not gonna lose this game, bro. Like, they're not gonna lose this game. I just had a feeling. And then Beck did his thing, man. Like, I didn't think
Mario's gonna pull a Mario and get down there and play for field goal. I did think that. I ain't gonna lie.
But see, this is what we see that they have evolved, because easily they could have been like, hey, let's just run the ball. Let's run Shamar Brown again. And then let's see if he score. If not, call a timeout or take some time off, kick field goal, go into overtime. No, they was aggressive, man. And this is what we've been wanting, like, all year without the two hiccups. Just be aggressive, man. Do your thing. Like, we can't be stopped. And obviously, you can see the difference in the team offensively since, like they say, the SMU game. You know what I'm saying? Like, how Mario has coached. Like, the play calling has been better. It has been, like I said, a little inconsistent. Like, if he had a play calling he had in the Ohio State game and the Ole Miss game, yeah, man. I think it would have been – we would have won by a bigger margin. But, yeah, man, I was confident. Once we scored, I was like, oh, we good. But my only concern – it really wasn't a concern, but I was like, if they at least get in the 60-yard range, they're going to kick that field goal. That field goal kicker, he got a leg, man.
But it like, ended up by four.
You're right.
Damn, you're right. Yeah. I thought we won by three.
Maul even asked in the chat, say, why not go for two there? And I was like, because – you know, and they came back later in the game. I was like, and that's why you don't go for two, because
you put the situation
at the end where they got to get six. They don't have a choice, and that's, you know, exactly where you want to put them at.
But you know what? I was nervous that they would have threw that on that they would threw a flag, boy. I was like, oh, please don't throw a flag. And they kept that flag in their pocket, boy. If they would have threw a flag on that, oh boy, we would have rioted. But we was gonna riot.
It would have just put the ball up 15 yards, and they still got to run another play. It ain't in
the field with the ball. And they probably would only have like a second, maybe two, to run a play. But you know that's the narrative people want to run with now. I was like, yeah, and also let's show on that same drive the Reuben Bain hold that didn't get called. Like,
on that play, the wide receiver grabbing his face mask, and he got his hands
right.
That's a flag. It was. Right? So if they gonna throw a flag, that's two flags. So guess what? Play is
neutralized. Play there, yeah. Right. You know what I'm
saying? Hey, come on, like if that's the case, but
yeah, it's just that hate shit that's gonna come out every time. I'm like, man, let's and that's why I had so much respect for Pete Golden, because he just said that ain't cost us again. Like, he just kept it a bean. I'm like, exactly. Don't come with some loser ass shit now. Like, that's why you lost the game. You should have lost that game worse. So to sit here and be like, yeah, oh man, I can't believe we didn't get that call at the end, like it was the game winning.
Yeah, I respected him.
That's weak. Too. Yeah, I thought it was real stand up for him to speak out against. Like, nah, I ain't gonna lean on that, because he know in all honesty, we really put a whooping on him in a whole bunch of ways that the scoreboard didn't really show.
And he knew that too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So. I think for me, I just saw this team and how they've been able to win. And I just felt like we dominated too much. And just, I think we got cute, right? So on that final drive, I was like, all right, ain't no more cute shit. Let's walk down here and just get this touchdown. So I was very confident. My only beef was that he ran it in too quick. That was my only beef with him.
Yeah, but it's like, how much more time can you take off the clock? Because, you know what I'm saying?
They were way on the other side. Yeah. There was nobody near him. Like, he literally, not the showboat, but he literally could have ran straight down the goal line and then just...
Yeah, but how many players really, like...
You ain't going to think like that. Yeah, I was thinking it, though.
Yeah.
I'm home. I'm not in the game. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not... I wasn't mad at him. I'm just saying, like... I was like, don't go in. That well touchdown we should make.
You better get 18 seconds, and you boys threw the ball down that field. You can get in, bro.
You could have got in, yeah, but and then what happened? All right, yeah. Kevin Beard tried to hug Mario. Mario said, "Get the fuck off me." The game ain't over.
Yeah, man. What's wrong with KB, man? Man, hey, boy, you like, you want to swing on KB, man? Like, man, KB, come on, man. Like, act like you've been here before. Right. Like, you played the championship, like, playing the championship game.
How right he was, because they start getting the ball down the field.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. They got to that 40, and I was like, man, everybody talking about Chambers. I don't want to see no bullshit right here, bro. I had my hoodie over my head, bro. On that last play, and I was like, man, they got goddamn close. And I was like, luckily, they got to throw it in, because I know they field goal kicker be hitting shit from 70.
But so he would have been short. Even if field goal don't win it, that's what they got to get in.
That's what I'm saying.
Taking it back one step, though, means you say how many players do that, like run down the sideline. Like, they have that awareness to be like, kills the clock. So I ain't mad at him, but it happens. It happens quite a bit.
I feel like that's some NFL shit, though. We seen that. We see that like three times.
Next level, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we see that three times every 15 years, and boys be doing that. Yeah. In college, they hear them crowds, man, getting the fuck in the end zone, bro.
Man, you seen his teeth. That boy was all teeth, man. He was going in the end zone.
I saw his teeth at the 5-yard line. He was like, I'm missing, right?
Yeah, that boy wasn't thinking nothing about no running down that damn line. Nah. But beautiful win, like, for a Canes fan too, man, right? Like, all in all, like, what a dramatic, instant classic win that we get to be on the right side of, right?
No, that was a classic. That's an instant classic playoff game, bro.
For sure.
Yeah.
Good game, man. And obviously we got Indiana.
Somebody challenged us in the playoffs, because the first two games, man, neither one challenged us, man. And don't forget the greatest team with 100 first round pick. They didn't, that game didn't feel like it was challenged at all.
Yeah, Indiana up next. Obviously, we're gonna be back. We'll have another show to talk about them as we get closer down the line.
I got a funny story to tell you about Indiana, man. But it's not. It don't got nothing to do with football. It got something to do with basketball. if y'all remember their famous basketball coach, Coach Bobby Knight.
Yeah, Bobby Knight. Yeah.
Coach Bobby Knight, man. I remember going to a basketball camp, man, and Coach Bobby Knight is there. I tell you no lie, man. Once he walked on the floor, I felt I was scared as hell of him. I was like, man, this. Because back then, if anybody know me, I know I'm pro-black to the fullest. But I just knew Bobby Knight was going to say, hey, you niggas, get out this gym. I'm like, I just knew he was going to say something. Like,
that's insane.
I was terrified. I'm like, man, I just know he's going to say it. And him being Bobby Knight, see what he does on the floor. I'm like, yeah, he's going to pop off, man. But
yeah, Bobby threw the chair. He a forever legend just for that.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Coach, but yeah, man, that's a little story I
want. That's funny. What if he would have? That's crazy considering he got a coach, a black ass sport. That'd have been hilarious, man. But yeah, like I said, we'll be back right before the game to drop another, you know, last show to really preview Indiana. We kind of want to wait a little bit, look into them a little deeper, see who we're gonna have back. We're looking good health wise to a lot of extent. But we'll see. And, you know, we'll be back to drop another show before then. But other action going on real quick before we wrap up out of here. We had the transfer portal. We wasn't having no action. It was funny because a guy tweeted, like, we was one of, I don't know, 12 teams or so that hadn't taken the transfer guy. And it was like, well, yeah, we're a little busy right now. And then that same guy posted one, I think, today, and the only team that was still left on there was Notre Dame that hadn't taken a player in the transfer portal yet. I know they got time, but
yeah,
I guess they feel like everything cool, so they just, you know, they ain't really looking for nothing right now. But, yeah, we'll let's go down the list of guys we brought in the portal. So you got we got a couple of wide receivers and a nickel – I don't know, nickel, safety. He probably be nickel for us.
Omar Thornton.
Omar Thornton.
He'll be
Harris.
You see what Thomas and Scott does. So, because even Thomas being a safety, he's close to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he drops down a lot, right?
That's just Heatherman's defense is. And I think, we see how them boys hit it. This kid right here, boy, he come and hit you. He come put that helmet on you, man.
Yeah, he violent. He violent.
Yeah, he's not a particularly like big guy as far as like height, but he's got a solid build. They got him listed at 5'11", 201 pounds. So, I mean, you're looking at a solid, stocky player he's violent, man. He's a striker. You know, who did he play with? He from
Boston College.
No, I'm talking about high school.
Heritage. American. I said he a
Heritage. Yeah. Heritage. Yeah. So yeah, he heading back home. So it's cool to get, you know, somebody that, and this is another example, right? When we talk about these players, same way we were talking about earlier, where guys have to, they gotta develop just another step or two before they're ready to be on this team. The same thing can be said for Poison, right? You know, he wasn't there yet. So, and he wasn't there for nobody. That's why he went to Jacksonville State. He didn't play football as long. He wanted to be a Cane. When he got ready to be good enough, he got his look. And then
ain't nothing wrong with it neither, bro.
No. That's just going to be the journey for some people. And that, you know, I think I saw you tweet about it. And I think you already said this thing before. It's like, the game now, especially for these high school kids, just get on a team. Just get on a team and then go do your thing. And it's, with the way this portal is, man, you may only have to go to that school 1 year if you're doing your thing. Next thing you don't know, everybody like, oh, wait, who's this kid? The one that ended up going to Jacksonville State or, you know, James Madison or Tulane or whatever, some of these, you know, other schools, you're going to be like, oh, no, yeah, hold on, he ready. We didn't think he was gonna be that in a year or 2 years. He gets his weight up, you know, he's mental part of the game gets slower for him to where he can see everything better. And now you got a kid that makes sense to add to your roster. And you know, I think the kids get it too. That's why they don't, you know, all of them don't have hard feelings and be like, no, I ain't going there because you ain't recruit me. Well, I mean, and so neither did this team, and that team. So you can play it that way if you want.
Some of them getting it, some of them starting to get it, but some of them aren't. Which is why you have a lot of Ohio State got they getting like depleted with a whole And I'm looking at it like, listen, all y'all went to this school with hopes to play right away. I'm like, that's what I don't know what y'all thinking. This stuff is not happening to every player, man. If it's 25 kids coming in each year, maybe three of them out of that 25 going to play right away. So the other 22, guess what? You got to sit and develop and wait your turn. They don't want to sit. Now they into the portal and feel like, oh, I'm going to just – how you into the portal? You ain't got no film. Basically, you just saying, oh, I was good in high school. I was All-American in high school. And some schools are buying that. But the good schools aren't. Like, the good schools saying, man, you got to show us something.
Yeah. The funnel gets smaller every level up you go. So, it's a matter of getting the right mentality. So, yeah, I just think anybody that, like, got a kid here, just tell them, man, just get on the team. If it ain't the team you want, okay, cool. Just go get on one. Because there's too many stories. Look, just go back to Cam Ward. Without, you know, going down that rabbit hole, right? They did a whole documentary on him. It's on Tubi if he ain't caught it yet. Zero star, right? Number one pick. Because he want to play the game. You got a passion for the game, and you got the skills. You just keep going out and proving it over and over again.
Listen.
And the opportunity will come to you.
One thing I tell kids, I say, listen, I don't want to say, if you believe in God, but God is always watching you. I say, listen, you play football, somebody's always watching you. If you're playing from little league to high school to college, somebody's always watching you. Because guess what? Somebody is trying to invest in you.
Right.
Somebody's always watching you.
They're trying to win. So they got to find it wherever it's at. Yeah, no doubt. Another wide receiver we added, Vandrevious Jacobs. This will be his second transfer. He out of Fort Pierce. He played for Vero Beach. So he coming back down south too. He signed with Florida State. I don't even think he really played much there.
Yeah, he left after his first year. Yeah, best decision of his life.
I can't remember if he burnt a year or not. I don't know. Does he have 2 or 3 years left?
So he has 2 years left because he played in 2023. But I think he played in that bowl game. So, you know, that don't count. You know, the bowl game don't count towards your the regular. Remember, it's only your 4 regular season games. So, like, right. I think he also played in the bowl game, so it don't count. So he got 2 years left.
Okay. Not 3. I knew he had at least 2. I wasn't sure if he had 3. So he went to Florida State, got the hell up out of there, ended up going to South Carolina. You know, big play guy, man. 6 foot, 195. I think he averaged 17 and a half yards a catch. So this is just another body in the field that, I mean, we need some guys that can stretch the field. In particular, I don't really think we got a lot of that on the squad right now. That's probably maybe our biggest weakness as far as maybe some guys with a little top end speed that can stretch the field for us. So he brought in definitely to come in and I won't even, you know, the beauty of what Miami's doing is just because you older than the player on this team don't mean you got his spot. So you can still compete as a freshman, right? Shout out to Marion Wingo making, you know, Scott player of the team since he been of the week. Both weeks since he had an opportunity to go practice. And that just speaks to, like, all right, kid might be ready to contribute, you know, pretty damn soon. Remember, he was the guy that skyrocketed up in the rankings as well. So he's a guy that I think, you know, you may look at, like, he may be getting some burn quicker than a lot of people think. So when you bring it in these wide receivers in a room that I think does have some talent without a whole lot of experience, it's still not a given just because you're an older guy that you're gonna get that spot. You know, we brought in Tony Johnson.
Everybody's
he gonna, didn't
Everybody gonna be young. I think the oldest guy would be maybe JoJo.
Right. Yeah. So you want to bring some veteran leadership experience, some guys have been around at least. I think that helps if it, with nothing else, with just work ethic and maturity, right? Like just getting them to understand, man, this should be going before you know it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm on my third team as it is, and you know, the time gonna go fast, bro. You might want to buckle up and be on your game. So I like always trying to add that
presence. I can agree with you. I think Wingo gonna probably be, if not, I don't want to say starting, but I think he's definitely gonna be like, if it's three receivers in front of him, I think he's the fourth guy. Because look, just look at it now. The receivers we only bring it back is Joshua Moore. He's a freshman. He'll be a sophomore. Malachi, he'll be a sophomore. Upshaw, he'll be a sophomore. Josiah Trader, he's to be a junior.
And Wingo got there super early too.
He already got a little else, you know what I'm saying? So Wingo, you're gonna have Wingo, you're gonna have the two transfers we just got. Wingo, I don't know why I keep forgetting the white kid name who we signed.
Vance Spafford. He coming off an injury too, though.
Yeah. They say he'll be ready for spring. So he'll be running behind Malachi, and then you still got Evans, which I don't think Evans. I don't know if he'll be ready, but I mean he's coming in, so who knows?
You mentioned Paris.
He's another one. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, the one.
Receivers are going to be young outside of the two transfers and JoJo. Everybody's a sophomore and under.
Right. So yeah, you bring these guys in. So we got one more, Cam Vaughn. Went Jacksonville State. So you got relationships there with Jefferson and Poiser, and he ended up going to West Virginia.
I didn't even think that, Larian.
Yeah. So you know, a lot of this stuff always boil down to relationships. Yeah. Hey, coach, you should check out my boy. Blah blah blah. You know, but another guy that's been productive, even bigger body type, right? Not body type, height wise. He's 6'2". He got listed at 6'2", 185. Mm-hmm. So a little lean, but you know, an outside threat again to just, you got to have every body type in there and every type of weapon you want in that room in order to raise the floor, right? Like to where it's, okay, our worst guy is this. And that's how you really build a true roster to where, you know, like we talked about earlier, you got a long season, you got injuries going to occur, you know, and steel sharpens steel. So you got to get them in there, you got to get them competing. So, another body there to add to the wide receiver room. I'm sure they'll be done there. Definitely don't think we're done in the portal at all. I think we'd be probably bringing in five more people. Obviously, quarterback situation. Levitt, is he still there or is he?
He left this morning.
He left this morning. He still hasn't made it. Well, he's probably made a decision. Apparently, Miami and him had an agreement yesterday or whatever the case may be. And I guess some folks thought that he was going to pop already and he hasn't. So we just going to wait and see. The thing is, the dead period is like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So something got to happen.
How y'all feel about him as a whole with the whole situation?
Well, y'all heard me last time. I didn't even think they was gonna still look at him. So I mean,
that's why
I keep it a bean. Come in, compete, and you know, attitude right. I know this much. They ain't gonna let one bad apple spoil the bunch. So I'm gonna trust them evaluating the situation because you know sometimes that stuff. I will say, sometimes all it takes is you piss off one person, right? And they take something you did disrespect. Next thing you know, that narrative kind of gets out there. Oh, you know, they're a prima donna, this, that, and the other. I don't know, because they didn't really hear none of this stuff previously. So maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but I trust our locker room that if you come in that locker room, you're going to adjust. The locker room not going to adjust to you. You know, I think the coach is built up now to where you get in, you'll get in line, or you get left. So, you know, he was my pick talent wise. He was my first one I won out of everybody. So that I mean, I ain't gonna sleep on who I think he could be potentially. It's just a matter on does he deliver.
Yeah, another
the number one linebacker on campus, man. But Texas playing with some money that is kind of it should be legal that they the way they spend.
Oh yeah, they're going crazy.
Hey, who got more? Who got more money right now? Texas or Texas Tech? Goddamn.
They both.
It's all money running through Texas. So Texas, Texas A&M, Texas Tech. It's all money running all through there, bro. So yeah, you really don't know who got more than who. They all gonna spend.
It's just they decide who they spend. That's all.
I think the reason why I say Texas because I think it's more multiple. You know what I'm saying? Texas Tech got some money, man. Like some, but with Texas, it's like. You got a whole. It might be 30 of them niggas that's billionaires. That's here you go.
And it's Texas on top of that. They got
I'm gonna tell y'all. The main dude for Texas. It ain't a whole bunch of. It's one dude. His name is Red McCombs. He probably that him. It ain't nobody else, bro. Like he make a lot of decisions. Go through him regarding NIL coaches, all that.
Yeah, like, I know he the main guy, but I'm saying, listen, don't get it twisted.
Texas runs so deep, bro. I know they got he probably the main. Might be the main one. They got a lot.
I remember when they had Vince Young. Them boys had billionaires that was hey. So yeah, Texas got it, man. They might be listen outside of Notre Dame. They might be the biggest. Logo in college football as far as with money wise and stuff like that, but it don't matter. they still gotta play football, man.
Yeah, you still got to spend it right. You can throw it every which way. I mean, we seen guys that they pay good money for going already. Jamie French already left. He going to Michigan. You know, he was a guy from down south that made that decision. You know, they paid him, and he already done quit on him. He's up out of there. All the running backs left. Well, no one came back, even though Sark said he wasn't playing that game. But look like he will. We talked on the last show about other positions we look to try to shore up. So we don't really get into that in the minutia of that. What you got, D-Rock?
What I was going to say, it was a report that schools are still calling Ty Simpson, and he's listening, and somebody has offered him $6.5 million.
Yeah, but if he got that first round grade, he gone. He's just gonna have to go play for the Jets.
My thing is, do I want to go play for the Jets, or do I want to come back to college and get $6.5 million, and then possibly next year you probably be on a better team?
I'm gonna take
because people don't. Y'all got to think about it, right? The Raiders got the number one pick, right? More than likely, they're probably going to get Fernando Mendoza. Fernando Mendoza, they're probably gonna take him because I don't think Dante Moore is he's ready. I don't think Dante Moore is ready. He's not ready, bro. And that college game right there should have told you right then and there.
You talking about guaranteed money. So he gonna get
like, I get it, but like who do you wanna as far as Dante Moore, like you said, the Raiders, they probably gonna get Fernando Mendoza right there. After that, who needs a quarterback? You're looking at the Jets and you're looking at probably
Even Mendoza, neither quarterback that's coming out of the draft has a first round grade. And as good as Mendoza played, he just don't have a first round grade. Ty Simpson, they can say that all they want to, but trust me, them GMs like they not first round draftable quarterback. But if they have to draft him, then they draft him.
Hey, my bad. I meant 49ers about to win it. 49ers don't want, man.
I was just waiting. Good shit, man.
Oh yeah, you know I told you I'm peeping the score. I'm professional though.
Yeah,
y'all
threw ass down there watching TV and shit. I'm just watching it from the score on the side. I'm seeing what's going on. Trust me, I know what's happening.
Other news that you UK fan would want to know: out of the 30 commits, 29 are on campus already at Miami. So that's a good thing. Those 29 freshmen will have the opportunity to work out, practice during spring, get the nutrition, eat playbook and all that, and be ready to compete spring and summer time and stuff like that. I'm not sure exactly which one that didn't make it. I think it's I gotta get the info on, but yeah, 29
out of 30. Everybody did. 30 got just got it. You got he'll be there next week. You gotta catch Greyhound. Yeah, and they, I mean, we clearly you can see the advantage of keeping playing. You getting these guys get out there and scout, you know, get play scout team. Like, you know, Jackson Cantwell look like a lost puppy out there in some of them things. It's like, yeah, that's why these reps are valuable, to get them out there early and start getting acclimated, because you ain't in Nixon, Missouri no more. You know, it's a different ball game now. So even though I'm quite confident in what he's going to become, you got to start somewhere, and he's getting a good early head start. Because we still playing football, man. Who would have thought, man? Went from seeing the playoffs to see you in the natty. This shit very different, bro. This shit is very, very different. With that, man, we'll wrap up. We're going to get out of here. Like I said, we'll be back next week with the Indiana preview. Obviously, by then, we'll have, you know, some more portal information for you. Some more guys will be coming in. Probably might have our class damn near wrapped up portal-wise. Hopefully by the time we get to that point, I know there's a couple of other people of interest. You know, I've seen the Coy Parrott to Texas Tech, but ain't happened yet either. So we'll see. We'll see. That's that, man. We're going to get up out of here. Peace.
All right. Peace, y'all.
Peace.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.